إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الإسراء بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Brothers and sisters, I started last time with the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments beginning with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, and the Lord had decreed that you worship and obey none except Him. Today, inshallah, I will talk about the second commandment that appears immediately next to the rights of Allah, and that is the rights of the parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And the Lord had decreed that you worship none except Him and that you do good to your parents, to be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Now what is الإحسان? الإحسان هو الإخلاص في العمل للمحسن المحبوب. As the ulama defined al-ihsan within the context of this ayah at least. Ihsan is to be sincere in action toward the good and loved person. When you love a person, you treat him kindly. When you love a person, you're compassionate to him or her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding to be good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا So we see that the rights of parents and the duties ordained upon us toward them is right next to the supreme duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this notion appears in the Qur'an to show you how important this subject is in no less than 7 times in the Qur'an. In some of the places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا In Surah Al-Nisa, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And so on. Right next to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come the rights of the parents. Now that's understandable. Because our parents are responsible for bringing us into this world. It is our parents who brought us to this life. And we owe them everything, including our lives.
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
So Allah coupled His right with the rights of parents. They are responsible for bringing you up. They are responsible for nurturing you and are responsible to give you your basic needs in this world. And what are the rights of the parents on us, particularly when they reach the old age?
إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ.
When either one of them or both of them, your mother and your father, reach an old age, don't say uff to them. Don't you speak a word of contempt or show disrespect to them. And don't repel them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not be hard-hearted. Do not be harsh on them. Rather, speak kindly to them.
وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا.
Speak kindly, speak a noble word to them. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. If you examine ourselves and how we are brought into this life and what goes on through the stages of our upbringing, it makes perfect sense that we return the favor to our parents. We human beings are born weak. Our parents nurture us. We grow strong in our old age, we grow weak again. And some of us would reach a very bad age where we won't even remember things anymore. This is the age of senility, forgetfulness, confusion. Now this phenomena is explained in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And we put in the wombs of the mothers whomever we will, whether a boy or a girl, to an appointed term. 9 months, 8 months, 7 months, whatever that term is. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. And then we produce you, we bring you into this world as babies. Weak, innocent, fragile. ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ. And then you grow strong until you reach the age of maturity, and you are very strong.
وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى.
And then later on some of you will die.
وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا.
And some of you Allah will grant the age and the time where they will live long to such an age where now they can't remember things of what they used to know in the past. This is called أَرْذَلُ الْعُمُرِ. This is indeed a very bad age. Mujahid said, if the parents grow old and end up urinating and answering the call of nature on themselves, do not feel disgusted or say uff to them. Rather, remove the urine and feces from them, just as they used to do when you were young, without feeling disgust in doing that for you.
Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, reports that Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, used to carry his mother so that she could answer the call of nature and bring her back when she was finished after she became old and blind. That's our responsibility. Unfortunately, living in the West, we are getting influenced by the Western culture where there is no relation, no bond between the parents and the children. And it goes both ways. The parents can't wait for their children to reach the age of being responsible for themselves when they are 18 to kick them out of the house so they can have their privacy. Similarly, the children can't wait to leave the home for their own lives. So this family structure is, if it's not based on love and affection and understanding each other's duties toward one another, the family will disintegrate and the society will rot and decline, as we are seeing it happen before our very own eyes. You know, the family is the institution to prepare leaders to the society. And if the family is not fit to produce individuals to lead society, what will happen to the society? Alhamdulillah, at least Islam came 1400 years ago to instruct us, to give us instructions on how we should treat our children, and in return, how our children should treat us. So we are taught, وَخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. Not to leave them to the homes, or not when they need something, turn your back on them. Rather, وَخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower your wings of mercy and humility towards them. And always pray for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Remember when they brought you up when you were a little child, helpless little child, when you cried all night long, wanting either food or had a fever, and your mother stayed with you all night long, pampering you, feeding you. Pray for them. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, have mercy on them as they have raised me when I was helpless, when I was a little child. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches. This is what Islam teaches. To keep that bond of rahmah between you and the parents. So to be humble and merciful to them is a duty incumbent upon us. وَخْفُضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Now how merciful were our mothers to us and our fathers. How many times our mothers covered up for us when we were children so that our fathers don't punish us. How many times our fathers forgave us for the rotten things we have done out of their compassion and rahmah toward us. So what is expected of us towards them? The least is to be kind to them and to attend to their needs. The mother, what happens? If we only look at the agonies and what mothers go through, it is no wonder, I will share with you the hadith, the mother, to treat your mother and to respect your mother and to be kind to your mother should be three times more than your father, as we shall see inshaAllah ta'ala. But why? It's not without any basis. The mother conceives. She becomes pregnant. She carries the child. The child is sucking the nutrients out of her own nutrients that she receives from food. And the child, the baby in the womb of her mother, grows bigger and bigger. And then she has to carry that weight in front of her for so many months. And then what to speak of? The labor pain they go through. We men will never appreciate and understand the pain they go through when they are delivering the baby. If you want to understand the pain they go through, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us through the experience of Maryam alayhi salam when she was delivering Isa alayhi salam. In Surah Maryam, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. When she was about to deliver, you know, she had the labor pain and she knew it's time now to deliver. So we told her to come near this tree, the palm tree, and there, right there and then, because of the pain she was bearing, what did she say? I wish I am dead and I have been forgotten so I don't have to go through that pain. And then after that, what happens? When they deliver the baby, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no sooner the baby comes out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the mother forget all that pain instantly. Instantly. Just to be waiting for another pain. The pain of staying up all night long with the baby. The pain of feeding the baby. The pain of changing the babies. This is what they go through. And this is why when a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Man ahaqqu an-nasi bi husni sahabati?" Qala ummuk. He says, "Who is the person who can have the best of my companionship?" He says, "Ummuk, your mother." Qala thumma ay? Then who else after that? Who's next to my mother? He says, "Ummak." Qala thumma ay? Then for the third time he asks, then who? He says, ummak, your mother, three times. And for the fourth time when the man inquired, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then your father. So now you understand why. Obedience to parents. Just like we were ordered to obey our Lord, we have been commanded to obey our parents. Of course, within the boundary of Sharia. لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. It does not matter. Yes, you have to be kind to your parents and you have to obey them. However, if they ask you something that results in disobedience to Allah, in this instance, you do not obey them. And we do have in Surah Al-Ankabut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. And we have enjoined upon man to be good to his parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Be good to your parents. However, if they ask you to do something that results in shirk with me, without having any knowledge of that, then do not obey them. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. This is a clear instruction. Why? Because obedience, if you recall from my previous sermon on the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience has to be absolute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all obedience to anybody else must come under the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And our parents come under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to obey them only within the parameters of Sharia. It is not a condition that your parents be Muslim in order to be kind and to obey them. Both of them may not be even Muslims. And this is the kindness of Islam. This is the beauty about our deen. They may be mushrikeen. And that happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is our attitude towards them? Allah said, you be kind to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed, you be kind to them and you treat them mercifully. So it is not a condition that both parents have to be Muslims. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنَ. Surah Luqman. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَى أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. They may not be Muslims. And they will ask you things that may be contradicting your deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But on the other hand, Allah said, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be their good companion in this world. And we do have an instance where Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is in Medina, and her mother had come to Medina to meet her. And her mother at that time was a mushrika. She had not embraced Islam, and she wondered, what should I do? So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she inquired. She asked the Prophet, how should I treat my mother? Should I treat her like normal people treat her mother? What was the response of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He told her to be kind and considerate and to treat her with all kindness and respect. And this is what Islam teaches. In Sahih al-Bukhari, عن عبد الله قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or Abdullah himself رضي الله عنه, and asked the Messenger of Allah, which deed is most liked by Allah or most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الصلاة على وقتها. He says to pray on time. Allah loves that. The very second thing next to salah, he says, وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ ثُمَّ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And then, to be good to your parents. And then, قَالَ ثُمَّ أَيْ. Then, what would be next? قَالَ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He says, thirdly, jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Prophet put to be good to parents between salah, which is most essential. Without salah, the community goes, the ummah goes. It's the most essential thing and most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then jihad fi sabilillah, to struggle in the path of Allah, to maintain your deen. And in between them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to be good to your parents. Now, to mistreat your parents is one of the big sins in Islam. It is of the kaba'ir. عن عبد الله بن عمرو قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الكبائر أن يشتم الرجل والديه. قالوا يا رسول الله وهل يشتم الرجل والديه؟ قال نعم, يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه ويشتم أمه فيشتم أمه. And this is an authentic hadith, where from the major sins is a man who insults and abuses his parents. And when Abdullah bin Amru asked, O Messenger of Allah, how does a man insult his parents? He said, yes, insulting a man's father is insulting your father, and insulting his mother is insulting your mother. So these things happen. How often these things happen in our communities? How often we get so impatient with our parents and curse them? This is of the big kaba'ir, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in many places. In one place, it is says, رِضَى اللَّهِ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَسَخَطُهُ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. It says, in the good pleasure of the father lies the good pleasure of the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his displeasure lies the displeasure of the Creator. When we make our fathers or our mothers angry, rest assured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with us. It is a big sin to mistreat or disobey our parents. An Anas, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the book of Al-Kaba'ir, you find when he was asked about the biggest sins, the Prophet said, of course, we all know what the first big sin is, shirk with Allah. Ash-shirku billah, to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone else or something else with him. وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, to be a defiant, disobedient person or child toward your parents. 3, وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ, murder, to kill a soul without any just cause. And finally, وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ, to give false testimonies. Those are of the kabair. And to be disobedient to the parents lies as the second biggest sin in this hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be good to our Lord and to our parents. And let me share with you this hadith where a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, inni ji'tu uridu al-jihada ma'ak. He says, I came pledging myself to you, I want to go to jihad with you. Abtaghi bidhalika wajha Allah. All I want from this is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waddar al-akhirah, and then I want the akhirah. Walaqad atayt, and here I am. Wa inna walidayya layabkiyan. But I left my parents crying. The Prophet said, قَالَ فَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمَا فَأَضْحِكْهُمَا كَمَا أَبْكَيْتَهُمَا. He says, go return to your parents and make them happy just like you made them cry. He refused to take him. And that's how important our parents are to us. Islam lays the foundation for us to maintain that good relationship between us and Him, the Lord, through our parents. And I read to you, the good pleasure of Allah lies in the good pleasure of the parents. And His displeasure lies in the displeasure of our parents. So may Allah help us be good to our parents and good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha. واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد, وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. This last ayah in this series of ayat regarding the rights of our parents is so important, it sheds light and solves the practical problem that we have with our parents. What am I talking about? When parents marry their sons and daughters, we all know the problems that arise between the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, between the son-in-law and the father-in-law. This is a problem. Indeed, it happens. It's a reality. How to reconcile? What to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that in no circumstance should anyone do injustice, neither to the parents nor to the wife or the family. Because just as your parents have right on you, your wife or the husband, the spouse, has right on the other. We have a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna li nafsika alayka haqqa." There is right on yourself. Yourself has right on yourself. "Wa li zawjika haqqa." And indeed, there is right that you have to give your spouse. So now what to do? You cannot be unjust to either one. And if you are a God-conscious, God-fearing person, you will do the best you can to do justice between your parents and your wife, or between your parents and your husband. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. He knows in your heart you want to please your mother. Your mother says, I don't like your wife. Well, why don't you like her? Maybe the real reasons are unknown to us. They could be of jealousy, or they could be that she cannot control the daughter-in-law the way she wants to run the house of her son. Well, they're now married. They're now on their own. Why should you interfere in their business? Now, if you see something going against the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by all means, it is your right to correct that. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. It's your duty to correct a situation when it gets out of hand and becomes un-Islamic. But if everything is going okay, and the reasons are not justifiable, and the husband, he knows that he has to be good to his parents. And Allah knows that. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. He knows what's in your heart. He knows you want to please your parents. But at the same time, he cannot do injustice to his wife. So he should take the matter and treat it justly. Why is that? Because we have clear ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. To do justice, you have to stand firmly for justice, witnesses to Allah, even if it is against you or your parents. To do justice, you have to speak the truth and be just, even if it is against you, or your parents, or your relatives. Similarly, you find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, witnesses to justice, and don't let the hatred of others to you make you swerve and be diverted from justice. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Be just. Perform justice. This is nearer to righteousness. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. So alhamdulillah, this ayah gives us the solution to this practical problem. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ. If your intention is to mend ways and to reconcile and to do good, even if the result is against the wishes of your parents, do it. Because this is closer to piety, to do justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of things. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Yeah, He knows that you disobeyed your mother or your father in this instance, but Allah will forgive you because you stood firm for justice. You stood firm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to take things within context. God forbid, destruction of families because of the mother-in-law just simply don't like the daughter-in-law. This wallah haram. They have children. How are the children going to grow? We'll marry you better than her. We'll get you one from Pakistan. We'll get you one from India. We'll get you one from Lebanon. Brothers and sisters, please do know we are going to meet our Lord one day. Have fear, have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Save those children, save those families. And the only way we can save our children and our families is, wallahi, there can be no other way than returning back to the basic teachings of our deen. The fact that we act in this way is because we are far away from the deen and are influenced either by our cultures back home or by the Western culture that we are living and enjoying around us here today. No, we have a beautiful deen that gives us clear instructions as to how to keep the bond of love and affection and compassion within the family and build a strong family. And let me leave you with this. I want you to know before we leave, the rights of parents don't end with their death. Even when they die, have rights on you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us in a hadith عن أبي أسيد مالك بن ربيعة وكان بدريا. He witnessed the battle of Badr. قال بينما نحن عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاءه رجل من بني سلمة فقال يا رسول الله. While we were sitting with the Prophet of Allah, a man came from Bani Salama, tribe of Salama, and he says, O Messenger of Allah, أَبَقِيَ مِنْ بِرِّ أَبَوَيَّ شَيْءٌ أَبَرُّهُمَا بِهِ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِمَا. He says, is there anything for me to do for my parents after they have died? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Number one, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِمَا. He says, to pray for them. And what should our prayer be? وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Number two, وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ لَهُمَا. To ask Allah to forgive them day and night. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ. Forgive me and forgive my parents. Number three, وَإِيفَاءٌ بِعُهُودِهِمَا. And to fulfill the promises and the covenants that they left unfulfilled before they died. It's your responsibility to take care of that. وَإِكْرَامُ صَدِيقِهِمَا. And to be kind to their friends. To visit their friends. Just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Khadija left this world. He kept the ties between him and the friends of Khadija. What to speak of parents? وَصِلَةُ الرَّحْمِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And finally, to keep the ties of relation, the relatives, tight. You continue visiting their brothers and sisters, whom we call your aunts, your khala and amma, and you maintain that. Those five things are the right of the parents after they die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us fulfill all the rights, and we ask Him to be happy with us as we treat our parents kindly and compassionately. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.